Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And later this week, Bink's going to join us in studio again, as he has last couple of Wednesdays. We've got our draft party at the Landing in Liberty coming up a week from this Thursday. And we might have now figured out where Shedeur Sanders could go. Because after our show on Friday, Ian Rappaport had the report that Saints starting quarterback Derek Carr has a shoulder injury. Serious enough that he could miss the start of the season. Serious enough that it could require surgery. Now, we're just finding out about it 10, 12 days before the draft. The Saints clearly have known about this. There's also some weird reporting from Diana Rossini suggesting like there's more to the story. So who knows? Did he hurt it in a weird way? Did they have a disagreement on treatment and rehab? Who knows? Something's going on there.
Mystery injury.
But the Saints have the number 9 pick. They're the 9th overall pick in the draft. We know there's been all this talk about Sanders sliding. If they don't like Sanders, they don't like him. They won't draft him. But if you're thinking about it, he just took a visit there. I think it was part of their top 30 visits. This seems like a pretty...
He's not getting out of the top 10.
Logical landing spot, right? New Orleans. Derek Carr financially is not their team's a mess. Your
new
quarterbacks are Spencer Rattler and the Jake Hayter or whatever his name is, that Hayter. Hayter.
You're a hater of Hayter.
I guess I'm a hater of Hayter. That's right. So what option are they gonna have? If they don't draft a quarterback and Derek Carr has to miss, let's call it 2 months of the season. I don't know. You're going to start Spencer Rattler for two, and your brand new regime. That's what you're going to do. You're going to start that.
Their whole problem. Like the only thing that I'd say is this is why they probably need him even more than others. They desperately need a player that costs no money. Like if they want to get things right, and this is the problem, that means you can't surround, like you'd almost prefer to be a year or two down the road in your salary cap situation, because then at least you could actually surround your young quarterback with talent. The only argument I would make it against it if I were just a franchise trying to do important things is, can I put talent around Sanders? Can I even afford to give him talent like a lot of teams do with young quarterbacks? Because the answer is technically no.
But there's been worse spots, you'd have to admit, right?
Yes.
I mean, now, we don't know what Kellen Moore is going to be as a head coach, but you have a pretty dynamic running back still, even if he's getting older. Chris Olave coming back post-concussion, but if he's right, we know he can be a top 20, 25 receiver.
You draft one more
receiver.
Talent, you know, like you'd think in that spot.
But yeah, they're not... The division's not that tough. The issue is what you're saying, which is Mickey Loomis, the GM, has put them in a bad cap spot, and you're a year or two away from being able to do it. If I'm Kellen Moore, though, even if they're giving me a bit of a leash and I got a five-year contract or whatever it is to start things off, do I really want to start my tenure in New Orleans with Spencer Rattler as my starting quarterback?
No, I don't. I want to start, like, if I'm taking that job and I'm trying to keep it, no, I want to be in a better position than that. The problem is that, and this is why the Saints job wasn't super appealing in my opinion, Derek Carr is a $59 million dead cap hit next year. and a $40 million dead cap hit the year after that in the void year. And so right now, there just aren't a lot of outs for you if you're doing it. But for that reason, if you're the Saints, I don't know, you wouldn't take a quarterback. Because here's the truth. If you take Sanders and it fails, well, then you're probably cleaning house again anyway. And at least in that situation, you'll be free of this massive looming debt that can't free you. And the next rookie quarterback you bring in, or veteran quarterback, if that's the way you decide to go the next time too, at least you'll have the money to do it. You can't afford anybody besides Derek Carr. This injury is weird, though. It's like, I don't know. It just felt like it came out of nowhere, I guess, a little bit, right? Like, all of a sudden, it's like he's hurt and nobody knows why. But yeah, I think you can get worse landing spots in New Orleans, I guess, depending on if you like the head coach, if you're. And I, you know, like if you're Shadur, based on the way that you're sliding, I don't know why you're turning down anybody taking you in the top 10.
Yeah, so the news here, let's say even if it's not New Orleans, I think this just adds another team into it to where Shadur Sanders falling to the Steelers at 21, I'm not saying the Steelers can't draft him, but can the Steelers really just wait there at 21? I don't think that is in play now that another team might have a need. And who knows, maybe the Saints were trying to keep this quiet, guys, for a long time, that Derek Carr had a shoulder injury. I don't know. And now it comes out 10 plus days before the NFL draft, and they were trying to make teams not believe they were interested in him. And now it's like, oh, well, now we know you have a QB need, because look at the veterans that are out there currently. Aaron Rodgers is either retiring or he's going to Pittsburgh. We all agree on that, I think.
Yeah.
So if
they should also take a quarterback and maybe sign Rodgers.
Sure. And Shadur Sanders at 21 are trading up. But if, let's say Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, and we're not going to know maybe till after the draft, I don't know, and the Saints don't draft Shadur Sanders, who's the veteran? And Derek Carr asked him his time. Who's the veteran that they bring in? And they just roll with Spencer Rattler, because
can't afford
Joe
Kirk
Flacco
Cousins.
Just signed with the Browns. Kirk Cousins, I still think, eventually gets traded, but like, you're going to bring in Kirk Cousins and you're going to trade in division? I don't think the Falcons are trading Kirk Cousins to a divisional
foe. Probably
just
Wentz. Wentz versus Spencer Rattler.
I guess.
Duel to the death. They should, like, very rarely. I think it's maybe one team a year. Maybe one team a year. They should burn it to the ground, man. I mean, just burn it to the ground. Honestly, start Spencer Rattler. Try to be the number one overall pick next year and take whatever quarterback's going to be the number one pick next year. I mean, burn it to the ground. They are in the worst. There's not a, like, if you just take the city out of it, Gold, they are in the single worst position out of any team in the entire NFL right now. They got no quarterback, even though they got an expensive one. They got no cap space, no future cap space. No elite level draft picks, not picking first overall. They are in a miserable spot.
All their stars are older. Kamara,
all their stars
Cam
are
Jordan.
Older.
Yeah, that's why it was a tough job. Like, I mean, that's Kellen Moore, like, you Matthew. Wanted a head coaching job, but you better have had some security that they're going to give you more than 2 years to get it figured out because of the reasons you just brought up. And someone said, why not just tank for Arch Manning? One, I think Arch Manning's going to be good, but we don't know what Arch Manning's going to be yet. He's barely played. He looked good against bad schools last year. And as you guys know, that's just not how the head coach that just got hired typically doesn't operate that way. Like, as fans were like, tank. Like, the Giants should have tanked last year, if you want to be like, there's plenty of scenarios where teams should have tanked. But that's not usually how
I know it's hard.
The organizations operate. And doesn't mean that they shouldn't. It's just that tell me
you
the
can't
last
tell
organization.
Kellen Moore that to tell that to his team.
His first head coaching opportunity, and he's like,
but I'm just saying, don't help him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're the GM, you can't tell him to lose, but you don't help him. If you're Mickey Loomis, you don't get him a new quarterback. Your quarterback, Spencer Rattler. Sorry, or Hayner, if you really want to go that route. But, like, those are your quarterbacks. Oopsie. Like, we got nothing for you. And maybe you take your Hail Mary, right? You take your guy, Quinn Ewers in the third, and for some reason he's the goods. Well, then he's the goods. And if not, you move on because it's a third round pick. But yeah,
it's kind of what they did with Spencer Rattler in a way, because they picked him in the third or fourth round and was like, you know what, this isn't a bad guy to have behind Derek Carr. They got a sample size after Carr got hurt. And
yeah,
I guess Milrow, Ewers, Dart, those type of guys.
In regards to the Steelers, it is interesting. If you look at the draft order after 9, I don't know if any of these teams need a quarterback leading all the way up to the Steelers. 10, you got the Bears, then the Niners, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Colts, the Falcons, the Cardinals, the Bengals, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers, the Broncos, and the Steelers. They might be able to actually stand pat at 21 and not worry about or not miss out on Shadur. Unless somebody else, I guess, behind jumps them for whatever reason. If the Raiders trade back in, if they don't draft a quarterback or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Just to sit behind Geno.
It's just, I mean, at this point, And again, you can never tell the coaches and the player that, but I think pretty much any level above that, you can operate that way. At the GM level, you can look at your circumstance and say, burn it to the ground. Like, I mean, you can, I think at that level, you can accept it.
You got to have job security too. I mean, look at the Giants.
They had the job 20 years.
Yeah, but like, I mean, Mickey, the cap situation we're discussing, how do they get in there? That Mickey Lewis's fault. Like, I mean, the Giants, as much as we're talking about them, that GM, he can't afford to tank this year because he knows his ass getting fired. So I don't think it's, it almost has to come from an ownership level more than even a general manager level, because as a GM, you may not have another opportunity to make it through a tank year or something like that. But I just think the Saints situation just got way more interesting with the Derek Carr news over the weekend, and we're 10 days away from finding out if it actually results in them taking a quarterback much higher than people thought the Saints. A lot of people didn't think the Saints were taking any quarterback, and now it's in play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes.
which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.